Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour, dobro jutro, good day. Thought for the day. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Live in the now. The past is gone. Never, ever, ever to tarnish your thinking today. How can you possibly move forward if you're always looking backward? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. I love giving a voice to my passion. The world is waiting for you, and timing is everything, and the time is now. I'm inviting you to not go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? You don't have to be a pro. You're going to work with me. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And Mićmo Divanić will talk. That in Croatian is we shall talk. You could be a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad. What dream do you have? You could be a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, business owner, corporation, private entity. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Well, my mission and passion is to get an aha from you, to say, man, this is awesome. I have an opportunity to star on my own radio show. And I could share the story with the world. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool and advertising. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home on a landline or a quality cell phone. In minutes. Now, first of all, your show is live, then it's archived. I then send you the link. You then email the link, forward the link to your email database, and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. Imagine. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and your show will circle the world. Choose your day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 11:30 to 12 Central Time. I work with you on content, no loose cannons, because I want you to be presented in your best form. I then become your outside advocate. Yes, there is a one-time modest fee. I look forward to working with you and hearing from you. Do you want to be part of the Kathy, Live with Kathy Consortium? In addition to your half-hour show, it could be a 10 half-hour shows, it's your decision, but you could also elect to take a 30-second commercial, a 60-second commercial. I will help you design it. There is a 13-week commitment, and of course, the rate is affordable. So I look forward to hearing from you and working with you. Creatively yours. Lights, camera, action. Kathy Watson, the host and producer of Live with Kathy. Now, I want you to be the star of your very own show. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, I want you to feel the energy, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers Impact, Titanic, Shaping and Bridging the Future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, but I really think of them as my partners. Ironworkers, Impact, Ironworkers, Management Progressive Action, Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades, and Canada. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. You do have to qualify. Now write down this date, January 25th, 2018, Ballet on the Beam. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. You'll hear the CD. It is exquisite. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then I segue down into the athleticism of the ballet dancer and the strength of the ironworker, and always recognizing the fluid movements of the swan. And you could hear the show, or you could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and for a small fee plus shipping and handling, I will mail you a copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care, compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He is a wire art sculptor and leatherworks. All of his creations are built to fulfill your needs, and they're custom-designed, unique, one-of-a-kind originals. To find out more, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, Bill Falloon and I have been together for over 40 years. Hey, we lasted longer than most marriages. Life Extension makes the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Looks Do Matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. You want the recipe? Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have the formula to the fountain of youth. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and sometimes death. By the way, I'm not medical, so I'm doing my medical disclaimer. If you're going to change anything in your life, be sure that you check with your doctor first. But if you want my methods, all natural methods, you could get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, no costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my methods, and they're yours for life. imagine a simply ageless octogenarian fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30, sharing why the perception of aging can be redefined. Just join me on my mission. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Hey, who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome? 50 and beyond. A call to action, the new aging paradigm. It redefines aging. The dynamic 50, 60, 70, 80 year young is now the new face of the 40-50. Get the book. And you're probably wondering, oh, Kathy, what's in it for me? How long will it take? How much does it cost? And where's the proof? Log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and the proof is there. And be sure that you click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. So get the book. It's an e-book, or it's soft copy. By the way, the call-in number is 347-637-8989. 347-637-3789. And we have about 18 minutes left. The first caller that calls in to say, I want the e-book, I will send it to you, no cost. It will be my pleasure. You see, we give only what we have. And I have the opportunity to send you the e-book. But now remember, it has to be the first caller, 347-637-3789. And Kathy, I would love to have the book. And you will email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I'll get your email address, and voila, it just may change your life. And now remember, I'm not medical. Check with your doctor before you make any changes in your life and your habits. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to look at your life and look at all of the shadows you're casting, because they're all of you. And the shadow lengthens as we realize the great presence in which we live, move, and have our being. Get the Science of Mind magazine. Often we have challenges or things aren't unfolding as hoped or planned. We feel drawn into shadow work. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and step out of the shadow into the light of your being. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. By the way, she has survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life and Your Lifeline. We're going to get rid of TNT, Toxic Negative Thinking. Edith's book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Home-Based Business Consortium. I had my own home-based business at the age of 25. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. And more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. But you have to have the formula. And the beauty is that you don't have to invest huge capital. It's a marvelous way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And being your own boss, being the CEO of your own company, offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself encouraging you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? You want to be your own boss? Imagine the CEO of your dream. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and you need the formula, darling. It is not going to happen without the formula. You just simply don't say, well, I'm going to give a voice to my passion. I'm going to be the CEO of my own company. Well, where's the formula? Do you think that a builder, a house, someone that wants a house, that they just go to this empty lot and say, okay, this is where I want the house. They go to an architect. They get the blueprints to make their dream come true. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And the first caller will get the ebook. It shall be my pleasure. Now, the one thing that I want to remind all of you, that when you do get my book, it's okay for you to share my methods and techniques, but just make sure that I get the credit for it and that you email me and tell me what your plan is, because I may be able to enhance it. Sidebar. Super Bowl is this Sunday, February 4th. Isn't that amazing? Super Bowl Sunday is the annual championship game of the National Football League in the U.S. The day is an unofficial American national holiday and the second largest day for food consumption after Thanksgiving Day. It is second to soccer's UEFA Championship League's final as the most watched annual sporting event worldwide. Hey, love it or hate it, we are a culture of champions. We're encouraged from a young age to be the best at whatever we choose to do. While we'd like to think it's for the love of what we're doing, so often other factors come into play, including parental desires and the goals of nation states to win the most medals. And this is a true story. There's a gentleman that had an opportunity to perform at halftime of Super Bowl, of the last Super Bowl, with the musical group Up With People. I was one of 400 performers and was strategically placed under an exploding palm tree. My dad drove from Colorado to Pasadena, California to see me. When we connected after the performance, he said, I always knew one of my boys would make it to the Super Bowl. I just didn't think it would be halftime. To which I responded, well, thanks, Dad. And really, to be nice, I got closer than the other two. Hey, where in your life are you a champion? What do you excel at? It doesn't make any difference if you're recognized by anyone other than you. You know what you're here to do. Honor yourself, your mastery, and your soul's journey. And look in the mirror and love yourself and repeat, I honor my gifts, large and small, and express them as only I can. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. If our shadow could fly to your earth, it would be daringly shout to the minister. It would daringly shout to the ministers of the throne, leave your petty politics and vain quarrels. Recall the past splendor of Greece. Tell me, where are your ancient centuries? And where are your Olympic Games? You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N. Click on February 2nd, 2018. And the topic is shadows. We give only what we have. The only shadow we cast is of ourselves. The shadow lengthens as we realize the great presence in which we live, move, and have our being. There are no do-overs. This is it. We live in mind and can only return to us what we think into it. What are you thinking into it? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Often we have challenges or things aren't unfolding as we hoped or planned. We feel drawn into shadow work. Let it go. Don't be so controlling. Don't be so judgmental. I laid the sword down years ago. When I realized that if my intention is good and honest and it's going to help the world, then just release it and let your higher power take over. What are you thinking? Unconscious personality does not identify with the conscious ego because we remain ignorant of the least desirable aspect of our personality. Enter the shadow. What are you casting? It's largely negative, or you're just not fully conscious. Many on spiritual paths have engaged in inner child work, allowing them to identify, heal, and reclaim those lost aspects. What are you thinking? We must begin to shine the light of our own awareness on those parts of ourselves that we judge as unlovable or unworthy by facing the shadow. Begin to shine a light into the darkness and invite that which has been hiding to come out. It asks us to bring our secrets out from the corners. Oh, but you're too comfortable in your zone. It means to ask questions inwardly, such as, why am I so irritated or annoyed with that person? When you are, it's a reflection of you. You embrace that same trait that you don't like in another person. Where does that live within me? And tell me, what frightens me about that person? Now I'm inviting you to look within. And this could be done by considering the world as your classroom and every situation a potential learning opportunity, and embrace every aspect of this unique spiritual being that you are, because you see your higher power is in the shadows. Who are you? What are you, and where are you going? Without darkness, we really can't appreciate the light. It's a learning process. By the way, my source is The Science of Mind Magazine, February 2018. Now, in the light of experience, there's no question but that anything that touches the sympathetic nature of man has within it the power to build up or destroy the physical body of man. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? I'm going to quote from the musical Godspell by Stephen Schwartz, opened off-Broadway in 1971. And one of the song is, "You are the light of the world." We speak of light a lot in our teaching, don't we? We recognize the light in all beings, and we are encouraged to let our light shine. While it's often easy for many of us to see the light in others, it's not always easy to see it in ourselves. And in Godspell, one of the lyrics states, "Is your light under a bushel? If it is, it lost something kind of crucial." Are you living your life according to the gospel of others? Is that what causes you to dim your light? Is it certain circumstances or people? Is it your old story? Are you living in the past? How can you light the way if you're looking backward? Take some time today to explore your personal dimmer switch and what you can do to ensure that it is set on high as was intended. And during the day, look in the mirror and say, "My light is big, bright, bold, and beautiful." Where are your Olympic Games, Olympic achievements? What have you achieved in your life? I have to go back to shadows. Often when we have challenges or things aren't unfolding as we hoped or planned. No, you are whole, perfect, and complete. Do you know that for yourself? Can you express this and engage and embrace everyone, knowing that it's the sentiment being on the planet? You're listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. And in the life, in our Olympic game of life, is not to win, but to take part. Just as the most important thing in life is not the triumph, but the struggle. The essential thing is not to have conquered, but to have learned, to have fought well, with honesty and integrity. Signs of Mind, quote, "I see that the future is bright with promise. It beckons me forward into a more complete realization of my own worth and my rightful place in the universe." You see, man's mind should swing from inspiration to action, from contemplation to accomplishment, from prayer to performance. This would be a well-balanced existence, and you step out of the shadow, the dark shadow that you have cast of yourself. Because, darling, you see, you are uniquely qualified to be you. And I agree. Planet and life wouldn't be the same without you. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And remember to always be in your best elements. Kathy Watson, au revoir.